Paragimel Mishnah Yerches, an unbelievably powerful Mishnah. Hu Haya Omer, a statement of Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. How privileged is man who was created in the image of God. Chiba Yisera No Das Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem. But how great is it even that God has told us this fact? As the Pasuk says, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. We are told, God articulates in the Torah, reminds us that man was created in the image of God. Number two, says Rabbi Kiva, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banim Lamalkam, how privileged are the Jewish people who are called children of God. But Chib Yisrael Adaslam, Shenikru Banim Lamalkam, but what an even greater privilege, what an extra special favor God did by telling us that we are children, as the Pasuk says, Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, we are children of Hashem. And finally, number three, Rabbi Kiva teaches, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitelem Klichemda, how privileged are the Jewish people who are given a great treasure, the Torah. But even more so, what a wonderful favor God did by telling us this. Chib Yisrael Daslam, Shenitelem Klichemda, as the Torah says, Ki Lekachtov, Nasati Lachem, Torah, Yatazuvu, I have given you the greatest gift, the teachings of the Torah. It's so perfect for you. Never forsake my Torah. Thus, Rabbi Kiva is telling us one of the foundations, the most basic precedents of being a Jew. Number one, know that you were created, B'Tzelem Elkim. Every man, every Jew was created in the image of God. What an unbelievable thing to think about and to consider and to complicate. Every Jew was created, B'Tzelem Elokim. Number two, it's even greater, because every Jew is a child of Hashem. We are Banim Lashem Elokechem. We are children of Hashem. Never forget that. We can't forget that. And number three, never forget that we were given the greatest present, the greatest matana, called the Torah. And a classic work of Rabbeinu Yonah called Pischei Sharei Avod. It's a sefer that's actually not so well known, but a classic sefer written by the great Rishon Rabbeinu Yonah of Gorodna. He opens up his entire sefer with the following statement that really piggybacks on this Mishnah. He writes, HaPesach HaRishon, the opening of really understanding all of Avodas Hashem, who Shiyeda Ha'ish Ha'oved Erech Atzmo, that every person should recognize their value, how important he or she and his or her service is of Hashem. V'yakir Ma'alasu U'malas Avosav, and should recognize how wonderful and where he or she comes from, the Maila that he has, his and her benefits, characteristic traits, special talents, and those of his forefathers and ancestors. V'gdulasam v'chashivusam v'chibasam etzel habor yisbarach, and how important those are to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishtadel v'yischazek tamid lahamid atzmo b'malahi, and a person should continuously remind himself of his milos and her milos, and one's unbelievable talents, and one's ability to connect to Hashem, because we are created B'Tzelem Elokim, we are Banim L'Hashem Elokechem, we have the Kli Chemda. U'lehisnaig ba'tamid, b'chol yom v'yom yosif ometz liknos milos umidos asher yiskar ben labar v'istabek elav. We should continue to remind ourselves and connect ourselves to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing where we came from. And if a person recognizes who he is, his or her power, potency, ability to connect, to encounter our Creator, because we are children of Hashem, we are created B'Tzelem Elokim, we will never sin or make any mistakes. And thus, Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is the most basic element of our service of Hashem, is this Mishnah, recognizing who we are and what we're about. V'yashiv l'nafsho, says Rabbeinu Yomer, v'yomer adam gadol v'chashav kamoni, I'm such a great, incredible person. I have so many milos, tovos, ramos, v'nisos, v'ashani ben gedolim, I'm the child, I'm a descendant of ancestors, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Davru, Shlomo, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, v'leah. How can I sin? It's an impossibility. I'm great. I'm huge. I'm incredible. I could pine. I could come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I could affect what happens in heaven. A person should always try to reach the level that he knows he can. We recognize ma'alosam chashivusam mechibasam lefnei Hashem yisbarach v'dveikusam. And a person should connect to recognize and appreciate and know who he is and what he's about, as Rabbi Akiva teaches us in this Mishnah. But not only does Rabbeinu Yonah make this point, the Chovas HaLevavos makes this point as well. In Shar HaChnan, the beginning of the second chapter, he says, Yesh b'nei adam sheinim akirim malas atzma. There are people who don't recognize their traits. They don't recognize who they are and what they're all about. And of course, today, contemporarily, one of the greatest damaging things, and the reason that people have to constantly work and try to recognize their struggles, is because they don't know who they are. We don't recognize how powerful, we don't recognize what we can do and what our benefits and traits are. And the lack of self-esteem is something that's so missing in so many of Bnei Doro, so many in our generation, from youngsters to adolescents to teenagers and beyond. The lack of self-esteem. But read this Mishnah, read Rabbeinu Yonah. And you know who else says this? Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says this in his sefer, Tzidkas HaTzadik Os Kufnen Dalin. He writes, Chayav Adam L'Hamin Ba'atzmo. A person has to believe in himself, Kemo Shemamin B'Bor Yom, just like he believes in God. So much so, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Das Atzmecha Ad Shetei Das Aloka. You gotta know yourself before you can even know Hashem. So yes, it's true, the first mitzvah in the Seres Adibris is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzich Meretz Yitzrayim. You have to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but even before that is knowing who I am. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's the Pesach HaRishon. It's the introduction to all Avodas Hashem. As a famously, once a great Rebbe used to walk around in two pockets with two pieces of paper, one which said, Anochi Afar Va'efer, I am dust, I am ash, I'm nothing. But in the other pocket it also said, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world was created for me. I'm the master of this world. I can create, I can build, I can accomplish. I'm so capable. I'm a Tzelem Elokim. I'm a Ben Melachim. I'm Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. I have the Lekach Tov. I was given the greatest present. Let me finish with the following story, which I often tell. In the El Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Nerayim season, there was a prince who was banished from his kingdom. His father kicked him out because of a terrible sin that he did. And of course, a prince doesn't know how to use his hands and feet and doesn't know how to work and to make any money. He was sent into a terrible place and he could hardly make it. And in the farmland where he found himself, he couldn't even build a hut. And in the winter, there was rain and he got wet. And in the summer, it was so hot and he was extraordinarily overwhelmed with the heat and he couldn't accomplish. And the king was coming to town, as the king would from time to time, through the villages and the towns throughout the lands that he served over. And everybody knew if you threw a little piece of paper into the king's carriage and the king would catch it and take it and open it, he would grant your wish. And the Haya Hayom, the prince comes and he throws into the king's carriage, please build me a tent. And the king recognizes the piece of paper, and it's his son's handwriting, his son who he banished, the prince, from the kingdom. And he starts to cry and he says, my son, you asked to build a hut. You could have asked to come home, to be reconnected with your father, your mother, the kingdom, the palatial experience that you always had. And that's what you're asking for. And the famous Tzaddik of Tzanz, when he used to recount this mashal and parable, used to say, we are children of Hashem, banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, we're created b'tzelem elokim, and what do we ask for? Silliness, little things. We have to recognize who we are and what we're about, what we accomplish and what we can do. And we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not be little, but be big, have self-esteem, build ourselves up, recognize how powerful we are, how we could succeed spiritually, physically, emotionally. We could accomplish great, great things. We just need to know it. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah tells us. That's what the Chovas HaLevavos tells us. That's what Rabbi Nachman tells us. And that's what Rabbi Akiva tells us in this Mishnah. Never forget that we are Banim Lashem. Never forget that we are created B'Tzelem Elokim. Never forget that we have the greatest gift called the Torah. Ki lechach tov nosati lachem torasi al tazovu. Chiba yesera nodas lahem. We need to know this. We need to remember this. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.